So in bhakti, I said we have to move towards beyond attachment and detachment to commitment. But isn't that in bhakti there is beyond commitment, there is attachment? Yes, that is the purpose and that is the perfection. So what happens is, Jiva Goswami in the Sandarbha says that for the Siddhas, they stay on the spiritual platform because of Preeti. Because they have love for Krishna, that's why they naturally stay on the spiritual platform. But for the Sadhakas, what keeps them on the spiritual platform is not Preeti, but Buddhi. He says, Preeti, we sometimes feel good when you're practicing bhakti, come and take darshan, we dance in kirtan, we sometimes feel good. Sometimes we not feel all that good. So what will keep us steady is Buddhi. And when we act on the level of Buddhi, that means actually commitment. Because using our intelligence, I understand that this is important, this is beneficial for me, and therefore I will do it, no matter how I feel like it. So yes, our goal is to become attached to Krishna. But attachment to Krishna will not just come automatically. That before that, we'll have to become committed to Krishna, and from that commitment, gradually attachment will develop. Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknosi maisthiram abhyasa yoginatato maam icchaptam dhananjaya. In 12.9, the Bhagavata Krishna says that abhyasa yoginatato, by abhyasa yoga, try to fix your mind on me again and again and again. What will happen by that? Maam icchaptam dhananjaya. Icha for me, desire for me, attraction for me will come. So by repeatedly striving to fix the mind on Krishna, through a committed practice of bhakti, our attachment to Krishna will develop. Okay? Yes.